Look, honey, she has played around with it all day long.
What do you want to say?
The rockets was
the what?
The Hanukkah.
Say what my name is, Cecile Howard.
And the date is 1955, December 11th. I will now say the brachas for Hanukkah. Hope you enjoy how I say it. Here I go. Say it and sing it. Excuse me. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchonu ha-mitzvotav v'tzivonu l'hadlik ner shel Hanukkah. Now say the second one. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinim Hoheim Lazman Hazeh. Now the third. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shechechei Yonu V'kimonu V'chigi Yonu Last man has it. Thank you. My name is Cecile Harwich. My famous Auntie Sarah will say something, a word to you. I hope you enjoy what she says because she is the best. Then my famous Uncle Jack will say something. Hope you enjoy both of them. Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and a happy Hanukkah to everybody. Seal is my best niece, and I love her, and Ella's boy is my best nephew, and I love him, and my nephew. And now, they are visiting us in Home Center, 5405 Church Avenue. Come and visit us, everybody, and we'll all have a good time. And we got beautiful things. And my cousin Ray is here, and Ruthie, and we had and Uncle Irving is here, and we all had a very nice time today. We were playing canasta, and Sheila was Uncle Jack's partner, and she won the game. And we had a very nice time.
In honor of our new and I said,
She is a very, this is Ray Chernow. She is a cousin and a good friend.
Well, hello, everybody. It's a privilege to be here on this night, the third candle of Hanukkah. And it's a pleasure to be in such wonderful company, especially a good cousin like my cousin Sarah, and her husband Jack, and her sister Ruthie, and her family. And you can always be assured of a good time here, especially when we play canaster. And Jack always beats us. I don't know, he sleeps with the cards, or something happens to the cards. He gets all the deuces and jokers, and you can't get first base with him. I don't know, there's something to this. And, well, let's hope next year we all get together again, and he beats us again, and we'll play again. And introducing our next guest. Okay, Jack.
I am the niece of Uncle Jack, and now he will say a few words to you fine people. Here he comes. Listen closely.
And?
Happy Hanukkah.
Hello, everybody. A happy Hanukkah to everybody. And let's all be together, get together, and have a nice time. Thank you.
Talk to him and say a few words. He's just a little bit scared from the microphone. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My father is now going to speak. His name is Mr. Horowitz, and he's married to a fine woman because she is my mother and I love her so. He works in fixing televisions and radios and a little bit phonographs. So if anything is wrong with your radio or television, please call on him. His phone number is Nightingale 55532. Don't call on Sunday because that is when he is resting from work. And now my father will talk. Now my father will talk. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am a niece of Sarah White. She works in a very fine store that sells furniture and other things like nooks. The name of the store is Home Center, and there are beautiful things in here. Please come and buy some of the things that Sarah White has in her store. She has dinette sets and other things, and she has a sale for these little high chairs and a little sofa for a girl. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is sofas and loads of things that I'm sure your little girls or little boys would love to have. And you will also love to have them. So please come now to 5405 Church Avenue before 54, between 54th and 53rd Streets. 55th, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, I have now spoken a load of times, and I still will do more. But I'd like to tell you more about Home Center because it is a fine place to be buying your furniture, and there is a sale on almost everything. But you better come fast because there's too much things, and soon what I've been saying, there will be no more left. So hurry up. Don't forget this wonderful offer for you and your family. And remember, first come, first serve. Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cecile Horowitz again. And I am going to talk about my famous aunts and uncles. I'm sorry, but they are not so famous. They are fine people, and I love them very much. And I have a brother who I like very much sometimes, but sometimes he fights with me. But I still can't say any bad words about him because he is my brother and he is a very nice brother. And one of my aunts are Auntie Sarah, and I love them so nice and much. And Ray, a cousin of my Auntie Sarah, and Auntie Florence, and Aunt Gloria.
Thank you very much.
And all my other aunts. And now I'd like to tell you some of my uncles. Uncle Jack, Uncle Al, Uncle Moe, Uncle Irving, and my father's name is Irving too. Uncle Sal, and there are loads of others too. And they are the sweetest in the world that I ever could talk about. One of them, I forgot to say, Uncle Harry, who I love him too. Never heard of him. And every one of them are good uncles. And Uncle Effie, and Uncle Joe. And all of them are very good uncles of mine, and my aunt too are the best. Excuse me, Uncle Seymour. And no more, because my brother keeps on telling me. Now, look, listen. I have a father named Irving, brother named Ellis, and my mother, how I love her so, and how I love my father so. Excuse me for saying brother. I love them very much because they are my mother and father, and they have taken care of me. And excuse me, I have to say that I'm sorry for I didn't say that I love my brother very much, too, because I do. Sometimes we have fights. But I still love him anyway. And we have very nice games that my father has brought us. And even though I've talked a lot about Home Center, I would like to say some more. It's a fine store, ladies and gentlemen. The best I've ever seen. And now, my father has a fine store, but he doesn't have it outside. He has a little workroom in his house. And our address is 1775 East 17th Street. You have to know that. Between MUR and Quentin Road. And I go to a school. My name is Cecile Howitz, and I go to school, and it's PS 255. My brother goes to Cunningham because he junior high, because he's very smart, and he got the SPs. And I'm very smart, too, and I know when I'm in the grade that he was, I will get the SPs, too. I know. And I have a friend named Kathy.
Okay. And another friend named Connie.
And a friend named Eddie and Marcy and Karen and Susan and Susie. Susie Esman, I have now two Susies. And I love my aunts very much. They are very sweet. And I do love them. Here I go again, ladies and gentlemen. Our aunts, family, Auntie Sarah's family, has very nice people in it. And I want to say, I love them all so much. And so much that I could say more. But I'm just going to say a little bit more. Before, a long time before, I've sang the Brookers. And I go to a Hebrew school. I go to a Hebrew school with a very nice teacher named Mrs. Koenig, you see. And I used to go to Sunday school with Mrs. Koenig in... So, and she was a very nice teacher, and my teacher in public school is Mrs. Orenstein. She's a very nice teacher, too. And in public school, we are learning about clothes. And, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I had a very fine day today because my grandmother came here, and now my Auntie Florence came here, and now she's married to Uncle Seymour, and they will both talk to you fine people. Here they are.
I will introduce my wife, Florence.
Here they are. First, Auntie Florence will talk and say a fine words to you, then Uncle Seymour. Here she is.
Thank you, Master of Ceremonies, Cecile Haru, Mistress of Ceremonies. This is Christmas Day. We've just driven over from our apartment in Manhattan, and due to the crowded conditions on the road, it took us longer than we anticipated. We stopped for our snack, as we called it, and just had some tea and cake, and which has added about 15 more calories. 15,000. And we are having a nice time meeting the rest of the Horowitz family once again. And here is my husband, Seymour.
I think that my wife has covered everything. Thank you all.
Okay. Oh, and here is Mom Horowitz to say a few words.
Shall I say? Well, I'm here for Izzy, and I'm having a good time. I'm glad to eat. Now my daughter came, Florence, met her husband. His name is Seymour, and I'm very happy that they're here, and I can talk all of, we can talk all kind of things, and we have a fine time. Thank you, and a happy new year.
How about the roof?
Is it all right?
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasure, really, to be talking to you now. We have quite a bit of company who come very seldom, and it is really delightful to see them. Well,
I hope everyone has had a happy holiday, as it is a holiday today, and I hope you all will have a very happy new year. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, for the time being, we'll say good night to this recording and a happy new year.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Theo Howard's going to sing my guitar for you by Buddy Schulberg and Tom Glazer. I hope you like it. Mama guitar. Hey, mama, mama guitar. Sweet mama guitar. Hey, mama, mama guitar. I love my mama guitar. My mama guitar beats so long every time. Her mama guitar beats a woman every time. You can strum her, you can thumb her, you can throw her on the floor, you can pick her up, you can pick her, you can dump her, but you'll only cry for more. Her mama guitar beats a woman every time. Hey, mama, mama guitar. Hey, mama guitar. Sweet mama, mama guitar. I love my mama, I love my mama. Love my mama, I love my mama. I love my mama guitar. Love my mama guitar. Mama guitar beats a woman every time. Mama guitar beats a woman every time. You can walk away and leave her and she won't sneak out and cheat. You can take her on her travels and she never has to eat. Mama guitar beats a woman every time. Mama guitar beats a woman every time. You can tease her, you can squeeze her, make her sing out loud and sweet. And if her strings get rusty, you can trade her in for new. A mama guitar beats a woman every time. Thank you for listening to Nothing Very Nice. I did make a few mistakes. Thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Sue Howitz again. And she's going to sing another song for you. Mama gets a white sport coat and a pink carnation. And
look who just walked in. Ellen Howard. The brother of me. My brother. Now here goes a white sport coat and pink carnation by Marty Ross. Oh, sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the day. Oh, sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Who once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'll go. Now you change your mind, it seems. Someone else will help my dreams. Oh, white, sport coat, and a
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sing a song I think you'll like. It's a very unusual name. It's called 1492 by Charles Green, Marvin Moore, Joe Cicero. He has a very unusual name, too. It's by Chris Columbus and many important people of the date and Paul Revere. I hope you like it. 1492. If you are Chris Columbus back in 1492, America might be discovered, but not by you, but not by you. You never sail across the sea to change the world's geography. You'd stay right here, close to me, in 1492. If you were Paul Revere, way back in 1776, a love like ours would put the country in a fix. That horse of yours would still be tied. You'd never take that midnight ride. I'd be cuddling by your side in 1776. If I were Mrs. Bell, we'd need no telephones at all, 'cause I can hug you, baby, on a long-distance call. If I were Mrs. Franklin, you'd throw away your kite, 'cause way away, how the sparks would fly when I kiss you every night. If you should build a rocket ship to fly up to the blue, well, someone else can be the pilot. No, not you. No, not you. No matter what the age or time, I'd be yours and you'd be mine. In 1992. I know you'd like that, folks. Bye. Well, folks, I think this is the last song I'm going to sing for you. It's a favorite of my songs, and after I sing it, I'm going to do a little talking about my house and everyone that lives in it, who are so nice and everything. It's called When Rock and Roll Come to Trinidad. Here it goes, by Roy Alford and Marvin Fisher. La 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 la. We had a peaceful little island in the ocean. When rock and roll come to Trinidad, you should have seen the way it started the commotion. When rock and roll come to Trinidad, they got some records from the USA and bam, yeah! And the natives began to jump back, but I heard Calypso Joe, he had a go man go. When rock and roll come to Trinidad, da 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 da. Now on the Market Street, da 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 da, you heard the crazy beat, da 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 da. And since they heard the news, da 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 da, they're wearing blue suede shoes, da 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 da. Connie's Calypso song, da 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 da, they're rocking all night long, da 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 da. No time for drinking, grown, sing rock and roll to this fair island come. La 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 la. When rock and roll come to Trinidad, when rock and roll come to Trinidad, then the needles begun to jump like a calypso jar. He had a go man go. When rock and roll come to Trinidad, la 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 la. La 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 la. When I get all gone to China, China. Thank you, folks. Next, I'll talk about everyone who lives here. Well, folks, I'm going to sing one more song. It's called Rock Your Little Baby to Sleep by Buddy Knack. Well, when your baby died and she was asleep, take her into your arms. Tell her you love her, tell her you care, tell her about all the time. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
to love her, tell her that you're, tell her that you miss her, who must have loved and you rock her baby to sleep, yeah, then you rock your baby to sleep, yeah, then you rock your little baby to sleep. Thanks, folks. Goodbye.
I live at 1775 17th Street. If you want any more songs sang, come over here and we'll sing any when you want. 1775 East 17th Street.
Mommy, of course, but her name is... Oops!
To love the world wasn't sad. The world was in bloom, there were stars in the sky, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dearest, I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms, two hearts gently beating, murmuring low. Darling, I love you so. Night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The stars shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but recall that sweet moment sublime, we find that our love is unaltered by time.
Well, goodbye, folks. Goodbye, folks. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed my little song. I didn't do so well, but maybe next time I'll do better. And this is the first time for me recording, so I'm a little nervous. But I'm sure I ought to do better the second time. Oh, well, this happens to be Sunday today, and I have some time to myself. So, of course, I find some time for recording and some time for a little fresh air. Oh, yes. Last but not least, I'm visiting Ruth and Irving Horowitz at their home, and that gives me the opportunity to do a little recording, and I sure enjoy it, and I'm sure enjoying it because that's something new in my life.
This is Uncle Al himself again. This is an extension of the other side of the same record. This is Sunday morning, about a week or 10 days before Passover holiday, and of course we're getting ready for such an important occasion. I got up this morning about 9:30 and straightened out my room and went out for coffee. And I took a walk on the boardwalk, which is nearby. And, the wind was blowing, and, of course, the sun was shining. It was very nice. I enjoyed it very much. After that, I decided to take a little ride over to Sarah's home. Oh, she's around 67th Street and 18th Avenue. I was over there in a short time, and I really had a nice time there. A short visit, but everything was very, very nice. After my visit at Sarah's, I decided to go over to Ruthie's place. That's around 16th Street and Avenue R. And I mean Ruthie and Irving Horowitz. And I was over here a short time, and then I decided to do a little recording, which is something new to me altogether. And I'm really enjoying it very much. Well, anyhow, I think I'll read a love song for the simple reason that I don't know the tune of it. So I'll just read it. And I think that'll serve the purpose. The name of the song is "That's How Much I Love You." If I had a nickel,
know what I would do. I'd spend it all for candy and give it all to you. Because that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you were a picture, I'd hang you on the wall, sit back where I could see you. Because that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you were a kitten with pretty glossy fur, I'd take you up and stroke you and listen to you purr. Because that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you were a tiger, I'd hang around your den and pester you, my honey, until you let me in. Because that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you were a horsefly and I an old gray mare, I'd stand and let you bite me and never move a hair. Because that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you want to marry, now let me tell you what. We'll go to the parson and let him tie the knot. Because that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. That's all. So long, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you liked it.
And now here's a recording made on October 12th, 1946. On the phonograph, that's why it's a phonograph disc, rather, that's why it's so scratchy. By Ellis and his parents when he was 2.5 or 3 years of age.
This is October 12th, 1946. We are recording at Modern Radio, or Limo 2 Avenue U. And, this is Ellis Horowitz and Andrew's mother, Ruth, supervised by Daddy Irving.
Hello, everybody. Ellis Boy is going to sing a song right now. Okay? Just a minute. The name of it is Ellis is a Friend of Mine. Just a minute.
Who did you just see? In whose house were you?
This is the
Do you like to play with Meru?
Hi, Meru!
Do you want to go there again?
Yes.
Tell me, what kind of toys did she have? What kind of toys did Meru have?
Story.
And what else?
And bicycles.
And what else?
Okay.
And what else?
What else?
What else? What else, honey? Listen. Listen, tomorrow... Oh, what, which record do you want Daddy to play when we come home? Which record? Tell me the name of the record.
I'm going
You're going to play them? Which record are you going to play? Mary had a little lamb. You're going to play Uncle John?
Yeah.
What does Uncle John sing? Which song?
I don't know.
You know.
This is me.
That's right. And what else? And what else, honey? Who do you play with? Who? What's your friend's name in the street? Who are your friends? Come, Mommy. Who else? And who else? Who's wrong?
Father.
And who else? Who else? Who else, honey? Who? Bernard.
Bernard and Bobby.
And
Celesta.
And
Maxine.
Yes.
And
how do you play? What do you do when you play? Do you know what you
do? Michael and Ring around Rosie.
Oh, really? And what else? How else do they play? You like
playground.
Oh, merry-go-round. Oh. All right, say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.